Knot that you have on the shavyad should be facing downwards, towards your body, not facing outwards. That side of the bias. The ancient Zohar should cause the yud should catch the man's feet. Should make sure the yud does not move away from the box of the tune. The Shabbat brings that the Zohar is very machmir about this Indian, and even some people even machmir that when they put it away and they roll it up to make sure also it's holding is not as touching the bias itself. Shmuel says that if you cannot, you want to have the knot onto the bias, you have to be careful because some people glued it away and cause the chatzitza, the string that's tied on goes underneath the tzuron, and then there's a chatzitza separation between the tzuron and your arm, which is a problem. So unless you have some big moon for doing it, don't just tie it on by yourself. Also, set up the place where the straps go through, where the shoes go through, they have to have the indentations of that filter, which they're not supposed to pass. Siv Gil. Amir Gadok and the Takin Shem Abad Shabbat, the two are very similar to the Zad Akkote, Faktia, Zad Ayad. Tzul Shabbat has a part where the two is going through it. That should be facing towards the body, higher up, and the other side should be facing down. Now, this is just the minute yoke, it's the right way to do things. Which is smash, man, and we should be also passing that way again. If there's a time of need, for example, left to get stuck with only a variety of children, so we'll turn it upside down, so that the knot will be facing inside, even though the part where the strap is going through will be facing downwards towards his elbow. That is still kosher. Simchon Zion said, "David, no yidav a choitzit from the tefillah with the sora. Should not have anything separating between the bottom of the tefillah and the skin that you're putting it on. Even a small chatzitza says this nishul gula. One should be careful, even though it's not a chatzitza, an entire thing. People, some of that you can make a wash off that area to make sure it's nothing there. But once again, as long as you don't have nothing there, it's right. And the same thing by Shalrosh also. Shalrosh also, there should be nothing." In your chatzitza between Shalrosh and also where you're putting it. Shalrosh, Shabu brings from the Matzah Shekel, says that he is not happy with people that have very long hair, and then they fold it back or whatever, and the tefillah is not sitting on the natural place it should be sitting. Because the hair that's growing in that area is alright, but if you're folding over here from other areas on that, that's improper. Therefore, one should avoid having that type of fear. But it says, after the tefillah, the tzui is saying the hakei, the problem of chatzitza is on the tefillah, rather the tzui is on the straps, there's no problem of chatzitza. But the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Achrayim said that chatzitza you can be makel, be wrapping around your arm, but where the actual attachment to your body, which basically is on the shoyad, we tighten it around your arm on the top, and also the head where it's going around the skull. Those parts you should be matmid even by the tzus, both by shoyad and the shoyosh. Shoyosh, yeah. So if a person has to pay, you should ask a shayla what to do, because that can be a type of chatzitza. Brings from a person that has a wound on his head and or arm, and he has a bandage on it. And he can put the tefillin on his head without a chatzitza, but his traps, even the part that's affixing it to the head, will have a chatzitza from the bandage on it. Maisa, in the end, you can, with its own such a fashion, since the tefillin themselves, the boxes themselves, have no chatzitza. Because both for the shaliyah and the shalosh,
according to what we said, it should come out that you can leave your watch on when you put on your tefillin, because it's not on the part that is affixing it to your body. So the truth is, there seems to be that the ikir adin is mutter, but the mice and the place can say that the minute is to remove it, and that is the proper behavior. for some reason the person's in a place or whatever it is that he's concerned, his watch will be taken away from him, or whatever, if he takes it off, then there is much to rely on to put to leave the watch on.